Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. That's how we all win, right? We win when you're all involved, when you're all engaged. And seriously, you know, I'm giggling because of some of the stuff that people send to me, but you know, I say it all the time, and some of you are like, okay, we got it. But you're not the only ones listening. There's others who might be listening for the first time. I know when some of you go, oh, my God, you know, God, I don't want to hear this again. Well, you know what? Then go grab your drink while you're waiting for me to finish. But the reality is that you hear bits and pieces. I see it happen. I get emails on some of this stuff where you're sitting there going, my God, read what you're saying and then go look it up and go see if it's really true. Right? So that's why I say get informed, then get engaged. And you can win. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before we get to the Epstein debacle, well, plenty of time for that. Let's see how some of these other crazy laws and things that are happening around that. Well, you know, you got to be up on. You got to know what's happening. Seriously. You know, you got right now, and this is what we've been saying, and some of us have been saying this for a while. Residents are fed up with Oregon's out of control drug law issue. Right? I mean, what was it, back in 2020? Some of you might know because you live near there. They pushed for reform on the state's drug laws way back in 2020. Way back. Sounds like it's 100 years ago. Right? They decriminalized drugs. It's just amazing. Without any thought as to what it would do. You know, they get all these mantras. The war on drugs doesn't work. Didn't work. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it wasn't working the way we were doing it. Don't we hear that about socialism all the time and communism? It's never worked because it wasn't rolled out properly. Well, maybe the war on drugs doesn't work because it hasn't been rolled out properly. I don't know. I'm not the expert there. But if that many drugs are coming up from the border, from the south, then maybe we should have a double and triple wall in the south. Maybe we should have the National Guard on the border. And allow them to shoot it out with the drug cartels. I don't know. Now, public opinion has shifted there, though, with the polls indicating a desire to recriminalize possession of hard drugs. And ban public drug use. I mean, you see what's happening in San Francisco. You see what's happening in San Jose. All these places where they've legalized drugs in the streets, they're dying in the streets. Literally shooting up and dying in front of your eyes. You have videotape of it happening. Where's all the bleeding hearts now? Right? Or maybe the mind said, well, you know, they're adults. They chose to do that. I don't know, because you don't hear from them, do you? You don't hear a word. Coalition aims to prioritize diversion treatment, recovery over prosecution and jail, while also seeking to improve the oversight of tax dollars and tougher penalties for drug dealing. Perfect. Go after the dealers and the ones that are hooked on drugs. You know, think about the amount of money you say you pay just to incarcerate them. Don't do that. Okay, I mean, seriously. Put them in a drug rehab program. Do what you got to do to help them. Now, in some cases, I get it. They don't want help. They're obstinate. So you give them a shot. Give them one shot. After that, they do the jail time. Really. Supporters argue that the current law has led to thousands receiving substance use treatment, peer support services, and harm reduction supplies. Former director of the Oregon Department of Corrections, Max Williams, said that Oregonians still believe that the best strategy is a minimal use of criminal justice resources. Okay. If we're talking about the actual dealer, no. They go to jail. End of discussion. All right? Maybe you should put the same regulations on a drug dealer that you do on a bartender. Right, if a bartender's caught serving drinks to somebody he knows or she knows is intoxicated, and something happens, they can be held just as liable for it. I don't know. I'm not an expert in serious. I don't have answers for you. They also realize that the tools that we're currently given law enforcement, they're not working. Portland trial attorney Christine Olson said that Oregon has turned into an international spectacle. I think we looked at each other and realized that we made an enormous mistake. Why does it have to get to that? Why can't you look at other states that have the same problems? Colorado's having some of these problems, too. You look at these states that have already approved this stuff, there's no way you can sit there and think you're doing the right thing. No way. Writing somebody a ticket that is oftentimes less than what you would get for parking illegally? Not motivation for people. You know, it doesn't get them to go seek help. They probably use the same piece of paper to roll a joint in. I don't know. Or maybe use it as a snorting tube for coke. You know, nobody's ever looked at Oregon and said, wow, this model is fabulous success. Let's do it. You don't hear anybody say that. Anyway, I wish they would do more of this. Look back. Look at what happened. Look at what went down. And realize it doesn't work. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. No, really, I really appreciate your time with me. Okay, and I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going on that you really. I'm sorry, I got windows popping up everywhere here. Why can't you text me during a break? Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know there's all kinds of shows you'll be watching. You've chosen this one, and I so much appreciate it. I really do. Okay. I thought I was going to talk about this earlier, which is so you always hear, like you're hearing in California right now, Governor Newsom says he's trying to keep us safer. He's trying to make us safer. How's he doing that? By not allowing law-abiding citizens who go through the whole expense of getting their CCW, their concealed carry permit, or gun carry permit, whatever you want to call it, and you really basically can't carry it anywhere. Now, I can't wait till this makes it to the Supreme Court. And we're always told that when you have these things like in Florida and Ohio and places like that, where it's called constitutional carry, you're bound to have more murders, more issues, right? I just find it amazing. So now, apparently, six of Ohio's eight largest cities saw less gun crime after the state's, ready for this, constitutional carry law. Now, according to a study published today by the Center for Justice Research, a partnership between the Office of Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Bowling Green State University, so it wasn't a right-leaning organization. Beginning June 13th, Ohio became the 23rd state to allow its citizens to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. Now, in the year following, crime involving guns dropped across Ohio. Oh, God. Yeah, did you hear that? That was a couple of far-left liberal heads exploding. So anyway, I just think this is hilarious. This is not to downplay the very real problem of crime in many neighborhoods in our cities. You don't need a research team to see that the gun violence destroys lives, families, and opportunity. Yost went on to say the key takeaway from the study is that we have to keep the pressure on criminals who shoot people. Let me say that again. We don't keep pressure on law-abiding citizens who are trying to protect themselves in many ways. No, no. They're going to keep pressure on the criminals who shoot people and take that pressure off of Ohioans who responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights. The guy's right on. He went on to say last year, mayors of several large cities, they blamed crime in their local communities on the change in the state law. But the study says different. See, they have this mindset that if there's a gun in the area, you're going to have a crime. When in reality, if they thought about it, think about how many people care. I've always said this, and there's a group of people on the left that just hate me for saying this. I want you to think about something. Can we say we probably have well over 400 million guns in this country? What do we have? 320 million, 340 million, give or plus, citizens. And God knows how many above that we have that are still here. That are here. And then we have gun owners that own several guns. I own several guns. I have friends of mine that own several guns. I don't think I've ever taken it out and shoved it in somebody's face or shot at people just because I had done better to do for the afternoon. On the 4th of July and on the New Year's Eve, I don't take it out and shoot bullets in the air because I'm smarter than that. Right? That's what responsible gun owners do. They don't do stupid stuff like that. He went on to say, I genuinely did not know what the study would find. He said, I thought it would be useful either way. We'd be able to use it. But the study would explore the relationship between permitless carry and crime involving firearms in the state's eight most populous cities. And it demonstrated the law change is not the problem. Right? When you look at the actual, and they hate this, they hate when the numbers don't go their way. When you look at the actual numbers, when you look at the actual stats, you can see it's fine. That constitutional carry states, cities, counties, whatever, are safer. Researchers analyzed data spanning from June 2021 to June 2023, a year before, and the year after the law took effect. And they focused on crimes involving firearms. Right? They verified gunshot detection alerts and the number of officers struck by gunfire. And the Center for Justice Research Director, Melissa Burek, who has a doctorate in criminal justice, she led the research. Now, the study showed significant decreases in the number of crimes involving firearms in Akron, Columbus, Toledo, and across all eight cities combined. The rate of gun crime in Parma fell the most by 22%, followed by Akron and Toledo, each with a decrease of 18%. These are little numbers. This is like 1 or 2%. Right? I mean, and this flies right in the face of what they believe is truth. And they don't believe it's truth because they have proof. They believe it's truth. Yeah, they believe it's truth because they believe it's truth. The more guns you have to have more crime, more shootings, because they said so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what makes it work. When we come back, yeah, we're going to run down the Jeffrey Epstein debacle, right? Courts unsealing names. There's a frantic push to hide the names. There's a few women, one in particular, that wants her name to be kept quiet because she thinks she's going to be there's going to be a problem. Now, if she was a victim, that's one thing. If she was actively involved in getting young girls, if she was actively involved, I don't know, in helping, then I wouldn't hide her name. If these evil, nasty people don't know how wrong this is, then they've got a mental health issue and they need help. I mean, does anybody disagree with that? Handing over young ladies? I don't know who it was. One of them was, Epstein. In one of the comments in one of the diaries, he boasts about taking a girl's virginity. Young girl by a pool. Yeah, how exciting. For an old man like that, disgusting. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That was I was not fond of that show, but I was fond of some of the characters. Especially him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Check it out at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Okay, listen up. Like the way I said that? Listen up. Listen up. everybody was all excited when the Epstein documents were going to be dropped. We still don't have all the info, you know that. But when you look at what was happening, when you look at, I have to peruse Facebook, I peruse Twitter, X, whatever the heck it's called these days, and some of the others. And when you peruse it and you look at what people are saying, they couldn't wait to see Donald Trump's name on there. Right? And when you see it all, and you see how excited they were, you have to stop and say to yourself, my God, that the hate that they have, they don't even see it themselves. But the Epstein documents now confirm that Donald Trump never went to Epstein home or, Pedophilia Island. And he never had contact. There's a witness, more than one actually. And one, so the question was that, did you ever see Donald Trump at Jeffrey's home? The answer was no, not that I can remember. How about on this island? No, not that I can remember. How about in New Mexico? No, not that I can remember. In New York? No, not that I can remember. All right. So, and these questions go, I think Trump, I've read that he is a bit of a germaphobe. Right? I don't know if that's true. Let me see. Did any of the guests for whom you gave a massage mention that they expected something sexual? And the answer was no. Did they ask you to engage in sexual contact and you refused? Again, the attorney objected, but the witness said no. Right? And specifically, they asked about Donald Trump. They said no. Unlike the 5 other people they asked, the question was, how about Marvin Minsk? No, I don't remember that. George Lucas? No, I don't remember. And they kept going until they got to Donald Trump. They get to Donald Trump, and all of a sudden, it's okay. Did you massage? No. Did you ever massage Donald Trump? No. So you know, again, the questions, when you start reading them, when they had different names on there, it was one thing. When it came to Donald Trump, it was all they wouldn't let it go. Right? Did Donald Trump ever try to force himself? First of all, she's already said that she didn't remember seeing him there. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. They ask her again. She says no. Did you ever massage Donald Trump? No. I would say, haven't I already answered this? Have you guys got Alzheimer's or what? What's the deal here? Right? Now, I've read, I don't know how true this is, again. I've read that Trump threw him out of one of the Trump Towers or from Mar-a-Lago. I'm not sure. I don't know how true that is. Right? And I believe that he was not fond of this guy at all. You know? Now, an article by journalist Sharon Churcher claimed that Donald Trump was a good friend of Jeffries. She was asked to clarify Churcher's possible misquote that Donald Trump was also a good friend of Jeffries, and that Trump didn't partake of any of the sex with any of us, but he did flirt with me in particular, she said. She said, it's true that he didn't partake in any sex with us, but it's not true that he flirted with me. It's amazing how these people want to come up because they want their 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 27 minutes, whatever it is, of fame, and they're willing to lie. Why are they willing to lie? Why are they willing to, before he was, why destroy this man or any other man's or any woman's life by lying? You even got the Kavanaugh professor who's now admitting she never met him. Why isn't she in jail? Why isn't she brought up on perjury charges? Every one of these people who lie to get their 15 minutes of fame, there needs to be... Look, that poor woman's name, the registrar down in Georgia, who refused to marry... Now, she was a Democrat, liberal Democrat, but her religious beliefs wouldn't allow her to do a same-sex marriage or sign the license of a same-sex marriage. Right? She is being hit with $250,000 in fees and all this other stuff when she was vindicated because she had a right to dissent because of her religious beliefs. Right? It's amazing to me. And then these people get away with this stuff. It's almost like Pelosi, the consummate liar. Yeah. Everybody that with a D behind their names is above the law. Everybody. Anyway, let's hit some more of these. Judge Loretta Preska, she has allowed or confirmed the first names from Jeffrey Epstein's client list was well over 150 people. And more people are going through them. And reading through like I just did. And now you're seeing that one of the witnesses, I love when you actually get down to what they said and how they said it. Right? Went on to say that there was a conversation that he had told her that he had taken this girl's virginity. That was a girl by the pool. This was, by the way, Prince Andrew. The problem is that these things don't flow easily. Right? You got to go through them. I'm sorry, it wasn't Prince Andrew. It was Jeffrey Epstein. He bragged about taking a young girl's virginity by the pool. Isn't that exciting? He's a disgusting old man. And if you go through this, you start reading excerpts from... there was a cook, a bartender / cook, and he was there. He was making food for them. He said he never saw anything illicit. He never saw this. He never saw that. He never saw girls getting drinks. The women, They have testified that not only did he give them drinks, he fed them, he knew what they were, he knew what they were going. One girl said she actually sat at the table naked with him to talk about what was going on. So he was fully aware of what was happening. Right? Anyway, it just doesn't stop. The question was, okay, did Maxwell ever say to you that it takes the pressure off of her to have other girls around? The answer was she implied that. In what way? The attorney asked. Sexually. Question asked again. Earlier, Laura asked you, I believe, if Maxwell ever asked you to perform any sexual acts, and I believe your testimony was no. But then you also previously stated that during the camera incident that Maxwell had talked to you about not finishing the job. Did you understand what not finishing the job meant? Right? So, I can't, you know, some of the stuff you can't read. I got to change it around too much. It would lose the meaning if you would. But you can go through all these documents, and you can see over and over and over again where these girls were led into this stuff. They were, some of them, look, frankly, depending on the money they were getting or what was going on, some of them may have gone willingly. I don't know, and neither do you. But I can't believe, you know, with all that money going on, with the power of all those people around them, the fact that they were given booze, I haven't seen anything about drugs yet. That doesn't mean they didn't get any. Right? But when you read some of the conversations, you sit there and scratch your head. And you start going, oh my God, the government's that corrupt? People that evil? Yeah, they are. We've been saying this for a long time. You've had people screaming from Hollywood for a long time that this stuff was going on. Nobody wanted to hear it. Right? Are we afraid to say anything or afraid to do anything? And then some of you still take your kids to Hollywood. Still get them involved in movies and shows and all that after you're hearing what's going on. Sad. Extremely sad. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, okay? I mean, seriously. Be part of the solution so you can just wipe the ground with these people. And it's about time. We need to push back. We need to fight back. We need to make sure they understand we're not backing down. You got, all they do is get frustrated. They kind of spin around with smoke coming out of their ears because you won't listen to and believe what their little uneducated backside doesn't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the Gateway Pundit's got a lot of good stuff up on his website. On he's been on this since, you know, before it was a story, if you would. Right? They reported that Doe 107 lives outside the United States in a culturally conservative country. They're worried that if their name is released, they could be in physical harm. Now, the law firm of Levin Kaiser has been actively advocating for the maintenance or redactions to protect Doe 107's name and personally identify information. Now, it's not included in the list that was released because the judge is still deciding. Now, here's, again, I said it earlier and I meant it. If this person was a victim or didn't really know what was going on and wasn't intimately involved, then we don't need to go down that road. But if this person knew what was going on, right, knew what was happening, and was part of the roundup team, if you would, then yeah, release the name. Seriously, this is it's wrong to hide it, especially if she knew what was going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right. Other names that were unsealed included billionaire Glenn Dubin, his former private chef, Rinaldi Rizzo. That's the guy I was talking about, who claims he didn't know anything. In recently released documents, or earlier released documents, Rizzo claimed that Epstein and Maxwell once visited Dubin's home with a disoriented 15-year-old Swedish girl who told him the couple asked her for sex and that her passport had been taken from her. Now, others mentioned included Tony Figueroa, Limited Brands founder and former Victoria's Secret CEO Lex Wexner, and Epstein accusers such as Joanna Zoberg and Annie Farmer. You know, you got to pay attention. Right, a notable new name that we see pop up is David Copperfield. I wonder if anybody even knows who he is anymore. Remember, he was accused of sexual assaulting a teen model. Very close friend of Epstein's as well. Man, when you start going through some of these names, you just got to sit there and go, are you really surprised? According to deposition in the lawsuit, he claimed that Epstein once told her that Clinton likes them young, referring to the girls. And that Copperfield, a friend of Epstein's, did some magic tricks at dinner. Right? let me see. Also brought up Trump. She brought up Trump claiming that Epstein once claimed he'd call the billionaire businessman when his helicopter had to be rerouted to Atlantic City because it couldn't land in New York. She also stated that she had never given massages to Trump. The director George Lucas or Marvin Minsky, who was a renowned computer scientist. I mean, think about what they did. Right? Anyway, this stuff is disgusting in so many ways. Why are these people nervous about having their names released? Really, think about it. Right? I mean, if you weren't doing anything wrong, if you don't have a problem with anything you were doing, it shouldn't be a big deal. The release comes out amid a fight in Congress to release the names of Epstein's clients and the people who traveled on his private jet. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Representative Tim Burchett, they've accused Democrats of stonewalling the recall. Well, they have. I mean, think about it. For all intents and purposes, they have. Now, Virginia Roberts, I guess her name is Virginia Roberts Gofrey. As a teen, she was abused by Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell and Prince Andrews, among others. I mean, I don't know what they were doing with her or to her to keep her there. 855, I mean, again, I'm going to say, it's amazing to me. I know I'm dragging this thing on it because I'm shocked, totally shocked. And then you've got Ghislaine Maxwell. She decided to break her silence, and she did an interview on, I think it was BBC. Now she's serving 20 years for her role in Epstein's sex trafficking. But she has some good points in her comments. She wants to know why the female is the only one doing time. She wants to know why the males aren't doing it in time. Why we don't know who their names are. Right? She said it's really interesting that the men are being covered and the women are not. So, which I think is great. I think she needs to bring it up. People need to keep pounding on it. So, apart from Doe 107 to Doe 110, the order states that the other unsealed records as outlined in the December 18th order will begin to be filed by involved parties. So she's waiting for the rest of the parties to kind of blow it off or step up. Now, Arthur Adala, Maxwell's legal representative, conveyed her sentiments on News Nation's Cuomo, crying about the gender dynamics involved in the scandal. Maxwell herself refrained from commenting directly on the impending unmasking of associates, but instead chose to blame what she perceives as a gender-based disparity in accountability. I'm with her. Really, guys, I'm with her. I mean, why don't these male names? Why aren't they out there? There's the men abusing the women. You know what I mean? Even if the girls, the women, the whatever were sucked in by the money, the fame of the people, and put themselves into what might have been a bad situation, the men had no right to do that to them. Right? Even though she brought them in there, she's right. Why is she the only one doing time? Why is not one guy behind bars right now? Why is not one guy having to go to court over this? You have to admit, that's irritating as heck. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than sitting there complaining, right? You got to get up, you got to get involved, you got to be part of. That's how we all win. I'm not so sure, but I think this is how some of this came to light. People started stepping up. People started opening their mouths. People started to say something. Right? And that's the other thing, too. We need to. The people on the right side of an issue, they need to. You need to open your mouths. You need to fight. You need to push back. Otherwise, it's a total waste of time to have one group or one small group pushing for something. And the other ones, you know, my Christian friends, I always love them. Yeah, go ahead, we'll pray for you. No, you don't pray. You show up. I'll tell you what, because I know some of you are already offended. How about you pray and show up? How's that? All right, pray first and then go. For some of my Christian friends, Jesus tells you thousands of times in the Bible, you go. Go do this. Go do that. You think he didn't say drop to your knees and pray about it and wait till something happens. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. If you're not willing to protect these kids, here we go. If you're not willing to protect these kids at the risk, frankly, of losing your own job, or you being identified as one of those people, then shame on you. I mean, necessarily, shame on you. Protecting the kids is job one. And especially, if you're a Christian, and you're not protecting these kids, you're not doing what Christ called you to do, God, I can't even imagine what that day's going to look like for you. In all sincerity. They can't protect themselves. If their parents are too dull or too dishonest to protect them, who else is there? And yes, you have a right to step in when physical harm is being done to a child. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. I know, don't you love it when I do that? Have a great rest of the day. Look to see you back here tomorrow. Be safe.